Private schools, charter schools are under attack in Carson City. School choice is under attack in Carson City by Democrats and teachers unions. They like things just the way they are with the public school system, except please give us more money. And coming up on Thursday, those of you that are parents, families, leaders, are being welcomed to Carson City by the Nevada Action for School Options Group, headed up by Don Soifer. And Don joins us from Carson City. Don, good morning.
Kevin, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You're a great American.
Thank you very much. Let me ask you, we're into week 10 of the 80th Nevada Legislature, and I think it's obvious what's happening. Charter schools, private schools, school choice, opportunity scholarships, it's all under attack. Can you talk a little bit about what you've seen over the first 9-plus weeks relative to school choice?
Absolutely, and you're exactly right. The one thing that Nevadans make loud and clear again and again is that they really believe in having choices for their own children, and that's exactly what's under the most attack right now in the Nevada legislature, and it's really the case everywhere you look. When it's the Private School Opportunity Scholarship Program, there's a bill from Speaker Frierson that seems likely to advance that will cut funding for that program. The way the program was originally created, it's a small program that would grow 10% a year, and the speaker's legislation would kill that, so the program would not be able to grow, and funding would be at substantially lower levels than it was in 2017. And right now the focus is on charter schools that are really in the hot seat and really facing some serious threats.
What's going to happen at Private Schools Day at the Nevada Legislature coming up on Thursday? You've got speakers lined up. I know you got a lot of stuff going on. Can you outline what's going to be going on Thursday?
That's kind of you. It's going to be exciting. So this is the real kickoff for the new Nevada Private Schools Organization, the Nevada Council for American Private Education. It's a really terrific group of diverse private school leaders from all around the state. We have faith-based schools of different denominations. We have secular schools. We have schools that serve exclusively students with special needs. And it's really going to be a great coming together and the first of its kind. So on this Thursday, in the legislature building in downtown Carson City, starting at about 8 in the morning and going till 4 in the afternoon, right in the foyer of the building, right when you first walk in, we're going to have terrific schools demonstrating. Bishop Minogue, an absolutely terrific, famous private high school, the Newton Learning Center, which serves exclusively special needs kids and particularly those on the autism spectrum. We're going to have leaders from all different faiths across Nevada, and we're going to be holding court down, telling people in the main lobby of the building when you first walk in. And as the day goes on, you know, this is a crazy time in Carson City in the legislature, as it should be. The taxpayers are getting their work done, hopefully. So as the day goes on, we'll have representatives of private schools having the chance to be on the floor of the Assembly and the Senate and meeting with lawmakers. And really, it's so many lawmakers themselves, I'm sure your listeners know this, are private school parents and grandparents themselves. And this is really an opportunity to help them identify with the rich and diverse private school community that we have in Nevada as members of our community.
Hey, Don, what is the, and again, Don Soifer joining us, what is the strategy? I mean, these members of the legislature, they can't simply ignore the will of the people. What is the strategy for changing minds, for changing votes?
Well, as your listeners are very familiar, there are organizations that don't like choices, that don't like pluralism in education, and don't like parental choice, who many of the lawmakers who are currently in the majority feel beholden to for helping them get elected. And what that causes is a situation like we have now where Nevadans, and we've talked about this, overwhelmingly support school choice anywhere, any way they can get it for any family that should have that choice and really love their schools of choice. But there's a real disparity between what Nevadans believe and what the elected officials that they elected to represent them look like they're going to head towards trying to do here in the legislative session. And as you also know, sometimes moving people to action is the hardest thing that we can do. So what we really want to do Thursday is just help build understanding and let our lawmakers really help identify with us as their constituents and themselves as private school family members themselves to really understand why this is important to us and at least start building relationships from there.
Again, Don Soy for joining us, Nevada Action for School Options. Can you talk a little bit about some of the legislation you've seen so far? Some have had hearings, others have not had hearings yet. But some of the bills that are most troubling to you that seem to be targeting private and charter schools?
Sure. Well, thank you. We just talked about private schools and the Opportunity Scholarship Program, which has a perilous future right now based on where dollars are tight, but particularly and of course these are the entire Opportunity Scholarship Program has only served 3,000 students and only had about $20 million in funding last cycle, whereas the huge conversation around school funding and public school funding in Nevada generally, right, $3 billion worth of conversation, we have yet to see a draft of how all of that looks. So for all of the conversation and all of the protests and demonstrations about parents wanting parents and all sorts of groups really, really representing the spectrum wanting to talk about school funding, that's gone nowhere. So what we're doing now is really talking about smaller school choice programs, right, because school choice in Nevada is still growing. And the biggest school choice in Nevada is charter schools. And as a result of that, we have a proposal currently on the table from the Assembly Education Committee to put a moratorium in place to stop the growth of new charter schools for the next few years in Nevada. And I don't know if that's going to succeed. I think that charter schools around the state have done a terrific job at showing up and being a presence and being a force. But right now, the current proposal is to block the growth of any new charter schools in Nevada. And that's scary to me and to a lot of people.
One of the other bills, SB 204, would infringe on private schools' ability to essentially live what they teach. And in fact, it would require schools to support and affirm LGBTQ ideology in their governing documents in conflict with their religious mission. Essentially, they're telling Catholic schools or religious schools or other types of private schools that there's only one way to go, and that's the government way.
I'm glad you caught that, Kevin. And that's a real area of concern to a small number of private schools that have caught on to that. And I think there are some smart lawyers who've written legal briefs on exactly what it would mean, because I think the biggest concern on that legislation is not what's actually in the legislation, but those schools are most concerned that would give the State Department of Education the authority to take steps that would really compromise the values that the schools represent for the families that choose those schools. So that's an important one to keep an eye on, and I think that's one that the legislation leaves room, but it would empower the Department of Education. You know, private schools in Nevada, not to belittle the important issue that you raised, but private schools in Nevada are just in a situation where they accept an awful lot of regulation compared to private schools in other states. The curriculum that they teach, the way that they teach it, and the trend is to continue to over-regulate Nevada private schools, and that's exactly what we're seeing. And you're absolutely right that your listeners should be keeping an eye out for that, for those sorts of challenges.
And Don, in our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you, there seems to be an effort on the part of the legislature, or at least Democrats in the legislature, that it should be one size fits all, 180 days, that somehow public and private schools should operate on the same calendar / a number of days in session, things like that. Is it possible that maybe we need to rethink that to give private schools, charter schools, the opportunity to compete, but maybe not the same way?
all of your listeners are very aware of how Nevada's public school system ranks nationally. We certainly have our challenges. So it's a conversation about one size fits all. It's a conversation about a government monopoly. And it's a conversation about a system that we're not only really feeling the strains of the population growth that we've had for decades, not only are we looking at census projections that we're probably going to have 250,000 more seats in schools over the next 10 years, but this is a time where schools of choice, which represent a very popular option for parents and a very good deal for taxpayers any number of ways, need to be a part of Nevada's future. Unfortunately, some of the larger interest groups that had a big role in getting this particular majority elected in the legislature doesn't feel that way. And there's no time like the present that it's been more important to make sure that our friends, our neighbors, and our elected officials all understand that those choices are important to us as Nevadans.
It's got to be about we the people, and the people are the ones that should be dictating to the legislators, not the other way around. One more time, the who, what, where, when, why, going on Thursday, the private schools, families, and leaders all coming to Carson City. Give us the deets.
Fantastic. Thursday at the legislature in downtown Carson City, starting at around 8 or 8:30 in the morning, going all day till 4 o'clock, it's the Nevada Council for American Private Education. Terrific private schools from across Nevada will be easy to find. We would welcome any of your good listeners and their friends and neighbors and family members who want to join. And it's really just about making sure, really celebrating an important private school tradition in Nevada and making sure that it doesn't bear the heat of regulation that would move it in a direction that's not at all what Nevadans have said again and again is important to them.
Don, if folks want more information on what's going to be going on Thursday, if they want to know more about your organization, the Nevada Action for School Options Group, where can they go? Where can they find you?
Fantastic. Thanks. So our website is nevadaaction.org. My email is don, at nevadaaction.org. We would love to hear from your listeners. You're a great American, and so are they, and we'd always love to get to know them and work with them.
Hey, Don, thanks so much. Keep us posted, would you please?
You bet. I sure will. Thanks,
there, Kevin. You go. Don Soy for joining us. Yeah, it's the Nevada Action for School Options, and they'll be out there on Thursday in Carson at the Legislative Building. And if you live in northern Nevada and you've got kids in the Washoe County schools or maybe private schools, you need to be at the Legislative Building. And again, you can be there all day long. If you want to just pop in for an hour, you can pop in for an hour. Stick around. I need to take a break.